It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
We don't know exactly what Trump is going to say tonight. We know he's going to announce. That's 99.999999% positive. But is he going to talk about elections or not? Well, if this is any indication, he truthed this out about 5 hours ago. Wow! They just took the election away from Kerry Lake.
Yeah, boy.
It's really bad out there.
It is. He's not wrong.
It's bad all right out there.
Yeah.
But does he need to talk about it tonight?
No.
You see, you can't run on that is the problem. Everybody knows it. Everybody that's already believing that already sees it and believes it.
Yes, that's...
You got to save this precious time, the attention of the world from Mar-a-Lago tonight at 9 p.m. for something different, something, you know, a message of hope.
That's what it's got to be.
Some people want.
Yeah, it really does. It's got to be something that gives you the warm and fuzzies, that makes you feel all patriotic, that energizes the base, not divides more people where you start talking about, you know, stolen elections. Now, it may be true. You may agree with them, but it's just...
Right. That's a different issue.
Again, it's all about timing, right? That's been Trump's biggest problem, not in general, but also within the past couple weeks. It's all about timing, when you say things.
It's also timing when you announce. I mean, this is especially early.
This is very early.
This is a guy, by the way, and this goes back to that whole DeSantis fight. Trump held back for two election cycles not to run.
That's true.
He said to a bunch of different people. I remember Joyce telling this story. She said she had talked to him personally once and said, "It's not my time. I'm not going to run."
And
this was, you know, probably 2012, I would imagine. You'd have to confirm with her. But he knew, and he held back what his time was and what his time wasn't. He doesn't think it's DeSantis' time. Maybe a lot of the country disagrees.
It's something, man. You know, I keep seeing all these different, you know, just kind of pop-up polls on Twitter. You know, who would you choose in the hypothetical DeSantis, Trump? And, you know, I just click on one to see what comes up. And I got to tell you, the ones I've been seeing, maybe it's just the audience, I don't know. But the ones I've been seeing, I mean, DeSantis wins hands down in the polls that I've been coming across.
I believe it because he's also the hot name right now, too. Don't forget about that. I don't believe polls anymore, and I never will. But I believe people who, you know, I know and trust and you get an indication of. There's a lot of people I know that were hardcore Trump supporters that are kind of bailing on him.
That's what I've seen.
That may change tonight. Let's not forget who comes out tonight. You know who comes out tonight? TV producer Trump.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Backgrounds, sets, messaging, lighting. It's all going to happen, and it's on his home turf. There's a reason why he announced the first time down a golden escalator.
That's right.
The symbol of wealth and power and success.
Yes.
It's some of the most expensive real estate in Manhattan. There's a reason why it was there.
And this is actually historic for us, too. I mean, as far as just being in South Florida, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of a time where... I'm sure it's happened, but I can't think off the top of my head the time where a presidential candidate has come out and announced that he's going to run for president.
It's one of the only times you see Lester Holt having a beer at Bradley's. Which I've seen, by the way.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Lester.
Lester, why the stiff upper lip? But oh, they are. They're all in town. Every major media outlet, they're set up already at Mar-a-Lago.
If you go to Square Grouper right now, you might run across some NBC producers or somebody like that.
Probably.
They're hanging out right now.
Most likely.
Yes. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you?
They're all here. They're all in town.
Yeah, they sure are. I mean, they had one of their stiffs out there from the Today Show. He was doing a stand-up from Mar-a-Lago, or at least across the water anyway.
Already? Oh, my God. You got to wait 9 hours.
Long time.
To cover that thing.
It's all day and all night, so you better believe they'll be going to Square Grouper or somewhere to get a little, little hydration.
Have fun with that job, fellas. We're in jeans and t-shirts, and we'll be in bed by 9.
No, ain't that the truth?
And we'll get the cuts you give us by the morning, and we'll play them. Thanks for doing the work.
We'll grab the highlights. Thank you. Now we'll be up watching it, but it's
it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's all about the messaging, and it's all about how he comes across tonight. And I think what he's got to do, and I think what's going to happen, is it's going to be 2015-esque, where it's again, it energizes the base, it makes you feel good, it makes you maybe people who like people you're talking about who you know who are just love the guy, who are always behind him, and now they're kind of like, eh. I don't know. I think you're going to see he's going to bring back some of those people. They're going to feel like, okay, this is why I like the guy in the first place. This is the Trump I was waiting for.
I think it goes without saying. That's just human nature. I think a lot of people who have bailed on him are coming back to him after tonight because he'll be the top of people's minds news.
Yes.
Maker.
Well, I mean,
the rest of the week.
We're all very fickle too.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I mean, of course. You know, what have you done for me lately?
You know what would be interesting to see, and I'm not going to find this out tonight. You'll find it out in the weeks coming, and who comes out for spokespeople, who he has already put together on the team. An election team. Like, remember Corey Lewandowski?
Oh, yeah.
And Kellyanne Conway and those kinds of people. Right. She's got a media job, but who is on this team already? You can't announce unless that's all set.
That's true. Boy, that's a great question.
You're not going to see them tonight, but you will. It's going to be the people who are going to be doing interviews and setting up more rallies in the future. And what team Trump is this time around? I don't know.
I can tell you two names that I want far away from him are Steve Bannon, which some people may not like me saying that, but that's my opinion. Because I just think he brings a lot of negative energy and a lot of negative looks. And another one that people may not like me saying, but Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, probably.
Keep them both away. There's just too much negativity from the past around those two names and those two faces.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, as much as we admire what Giuliani did in 9/11, we're talking about right now, and it doesn't work for Trump.
But there's another one of those things, though, Diener. There's the difference between what's presented on the outside and who's helping him. He's very big on loyalty on the inside and the team. Rudy Giuliani could really work with him on the inside a lot.
Yeah.
On a lot of different stuff and the legal issues.
I mean,
making him something like attorney general? Absolutely not.
No.
God knows. And right now, I'm just talking about like election team. Yeah. I'm talking about cabinet positions. We're years away from that.
No, right. Of course. We're talking like, you know, head of communications and campaign manager, different things like that. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see who he throws in there.
I could see him bringing back people like Kayleigh McEnany.
She was great.
She's got that sweet Fox gig right now.
Yeah, I know. The question is, who wants to leave their TV gigs now? You know, over the past couple of years, these sweet gigs that they got into.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be, is there a fully produced video montage movie that leads into this thing, guy coming up on stage with a big announcement?
That's what I'm wondering, too. What is the scene?
I think this is full-on production. I really, truly do.
Yeah. Definitely could be.
You have to.
I mean, yeah, I guess what's the backdrop? I guess he's supposed to do it from the ballroom. What kind of audience? Is there anybody? Could be anybody behind him? Anyone in front of him?
The family.
Family's there.
Yep.
I mean, obviously the press are going to be in the room and cameras, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. Does he just walk out of his big golden Mar-a-Lago doors with his, you know, power red tie on? And just goes right into it.
He's coming out in the golf outfit. I just got off the course. It's been a fantastic round, by the way.
White polo and his hat hair from his MAGA hat.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man.
Well, I can tell you who is not going to be with him tonight or on the team. Mike Pence is doing more interviews.
You know, the people of this country actually get along pretty well once you get out of politics. And I think they want to see their national leaders start to reflect that same compassion and generosity of spirit. So in the days ahead, I think there will be better choices.
He's talking about himself.
He is talking about himself.
So that is the first confirmation that they need somebody else in the pool, and that's him. That means DeSantis is running. That means Mike Pompeo is running. That means they're talking about Tim Scott from South Carolina.
I could see that.
All allies at one point or another of Trump, by the way.
Yeah, true.
Which is interesting.
Maybe somebody like Glenn Youngkin from Virginia.
Oh, yeah. But that's all good news for this settling down and who's going to be the leader.
Do you think
the more people that are on that stage, if it comes down to Trump versus DeSantis, it gets nasty enough.
Right. Yeah, we don't want, you know, too much infighting. Do you think somebody like Greg Abbott enters his name in there? Or he just lets them fight it out?
No, probably not. Yeah. I don't know. A lot's going to happen.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, Pence, I'll give Pence one thing. He's right about what he said, that people outside of politics generally get along.
They do. Oh, absolutely. You know? This is all most of what you see on TV and Twitter is make-believe.
Yes.
It's divided. It's divisive by purpose. There's a reason why they do it. And that's politics. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Let's forget about that for a second. Get to really what matters.
All right, let's do it.
Although, this is very divisive by its nature as well.
We're dividing the country once again, Bill.
We've decided the first one. We're doing this all the rest of the morning. The first one was an easy choice. Only because Jen is recovering at home right now. It would not be such an easy choice between green bean casserole and sweet potatoes. You got to get rid of one because she loves green bean casserole. She's the only American on earth who does.
She would have been throwing her lottery tickets at us right now if she was here.
Or a stapler, which happened last year. It's documented.
There's that.
It's still an HR case. This was tougher last time, stuffing and mashed potatoes. We chose stuffing because you don't have that all the time.
Yeah, we had to talk it out, but we made the tough choice again just because it's Thanksgiving, so we'll eat it there.
Now it's time to move on to the pie category.
Okay.
You have to make a life or death decision. On this Thanksgiving day or night table, apple pie or pecan pie has to go, one of them.
I'm getting rid of pecan pie.
Me too.
Yeah, this one honestly isn't even hard for me.
But it would be depending on where you're from. I guarantee you, if you're from Georgia, South Carolina, or North Carolina, this is not such an easy choice.
That's true. That's a good point. Now, with the apple pie, though, I'm very, very specific. It's got to be warm, and it's got to have vanilla ice cream and Cool Whip and some chocolate syrup. I mean, I destroy it. You don't even recognize the apple pie anymore by the time I'm done. Yeah, that's exactly right.
70% would give up pecan pie.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, but my apple pie is like unrecognizable by the time I'm done with it.
Chocolate.
Oh, it's a travesty. I'll be the first one to admit it.
It's horrific. I'm going to skip a couple here because they're not going to be as interesting.
Okay.
Because I think we've decided that apple pie is the winner in that one. I think America has chosen. There's one about Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots.
Oh, no.
I don't like either one of them. So I'm going to make an executive decision and not do it.
Okay.
We'll do you want to go next? Uh-huh. I think we should do this next. Let's go like a condiment. Is it a condiment? Category. Gravy versus cranberry sauce.
Gravy versus, I guess
garnishing.
It's a condiment. Garnishing, okay.
Where that's the next decision. Which one of them has to go by law?
I got to
tell
you, man.
Or they're going to chop your hands off.
There was a crowd of people who take their cranberry sauce very seriously.
Oh, incredibly seriously.
It is a cult following for cranberry sauce.
Some of them even insist that it's in the shape of the can when it comes out jiggly.
You got to have it jiggle.
It's a,
yes. You have the natural cutting lines that way.
That's right, too.
Just right. Go down.
We got headlines coming up next, but we've got that as well. And we're going to talk about some entertainment stuff, too. Sadly, Jay Leno had a serious accident. He's going to be okay, but man, this was scary. We thought we lost him.
I know. That was the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, no, I love Jay Leno.
I saw the TMZ headline. I was scared. All right, we got that and more coming up next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It is the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to Mar-a-Lago night. It's going to dominate the headlines tonight into tomorrow. We'll have plenty of cuts from it. I can't promise I'm going to watch the whole thing. I probably will. I don't know. It depends on how long this thing's going
to
go on.
As long as you start on time, because we got to go to bed. I mean, this thing's coming out at 9 o'clock. We're normally...
Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to wind down at that point. So if he comes on relatively on time, 9:15, let's make this a 15-minute speech. We'll watch the talking heads and get reaction for half an hour on social media, and then it's off to bed.
Oh, there's going to be plenty. Oh, my God. You know who's loving this? They're going to pretend that they hate this, but MSNBC and CNN, this is it. The other networks have plenty of stuff to talk about. Trump was their business model, though.
Yeah.
This is it.
Remember the old days?
He's all they have.
He would walk out of the White House on his way to a helicopter, and the CNN reporters and the NBC reporters would just be standing there waiting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He'd stand there for 20 minutes and answer questions.
The end of the driveway press conferences.
And they would break into whatever they were talking about. Oh, my gosh.
But sometimes he would stop outside of Marine One, though, and you couldn't hear the questions. He was just...
That's right.
All right, as far as the seventh day of Election Day goes,
oh gosh,
as hideous as that is to say, that's exactly where we are now. Here's what's going on. So in Arizona, it was Katie Hobbs defeating Carrie Lake. A lot of consternation about that one, obviously. And some of the numbers are coming in about that same day voting. I guess the latest is from Arizona, under 17% of Democrats voted on same day ballots.
Oh my gosh.
The ones that they were counting.
Right.
But she won.
But she, still.
Those are the... Okay, that's
no
one
problem.
Thing. Whatever.
And also the fact that they voted. There more votes came in Arizona for the Treasury Secretary than it did for the governor's race. And what
Isn't
was
that amazing?
One of the most hotly contested races nationwide.
And highly publicized. That's amazing. I'm sorry, statistically impossible. Call me whatever you want to. I don't care anymore.
That's
unbelievable.
Kind of sounds like they forgot to count some votes there, Bill.
In the House, all networks are projecting this, 217 to 205 so far, the lead for Republicans. It's going to be a Republican House of Representatives. They get the 218 plus. There's still, I don't know where we are overnight. I think there's 9 races left in California?
Yeah,
9? 12?
Somewhere in there.
I don't know. There's a handful of races, whatever. I just saw this little factoid.
Yes.
The state of Florida, you forget about this because, you know, it was already pretty much Republican dominated outside previous to this of South Florida, Orlando, and the Tampa area. We also gained 4 U.S. House seats in Florida.
That's right. That's true, yeah.
So the Sunshine State is sending a 20-8 GOP-dominated delegation to Congress in 2023. It's the largest disparity of any state, 20-8.
That's a really big deal. It's a lot of Florida representation in Congress, which is, I mean, that's great for us.
You would think so, anyway. They're going to have a lot of influence. And I also wonder about this, too, coming up. I don't know about that. When you talk to the political people, the nerds, the operatives, the people that work behind the scenes, mm-hmm. you never even see. One of the things they work on most, I guess, energetically behind the scenes is districting. And a lot of redistricting is happening here because of the population shifts that happened after COVID. We may be getting more seats in Florida. And some northern cities may be losing some pretty soon.
That's also true.
And there's a big fight behind the scenes because that ultimately decides what the power is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be happening over the next couple of years as well. It's something to watch out for.
Yeah, that's why it's such a big deal when you have these seats flip.
Because, enormous.
It could change everything for the future when it comes to, you know, how things are redistricted and all that different type stuff. So, yeah, really big deal. And then plus, like you said, you get more, you know, representatives going to Congress from one side.
All right, in entertainment news, this was really scary yesterday because we saw a headline from TMZ and they said Jay Leno. So that usually means something bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't as bad as you thought. I thought we lost him. But he was seriously burned while messing around with one of his cars. If you ever watched any of those car shows with Jay Leno, there's this amazing garage attached to his house in Burbank, which has dozens and dozens of, like, just classic cars. He was messing around with one of them, and it burst into flames in the garage, and it burned the left side of his face, I guess. No eyesight or hearing damage or whatever, but he was taken to a burn center. He did release a statement saying, "I got some serious burns from a gas fire. I'm okay. Just a week or two, I'll be back on my feet."
Man, that is scary, though.
Sure, that could have been way worse.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm glad he's going to be all right. It was scary to hear, and it's scary to think about. Man, is your face catching on fire?
No.
Oof. God. Hopefully he gets better quick.
I guess it can happen, but think of how long that guy's been working on cars.
Yeah.
Nothing like this has ever happened until now.
Go figure, right?
Man.
I wonder how that even happened. I mean, it's just some type of freak accident, I guess.
Maybe it was an older car. He's putting some gas in a carburetor or something. Yeah. I'm sure I'll have the story later. I don't know.
Get some more details on it, because I am wondering how that even took place.
I'm just glad he's going to be all right. Yeah. I like Jay. He's one of the classics.
Yeah, I've always liked him.
All right, it's time to get to it. Let's get to the real stuff. Nine days away from Thanksgiving. We're done. Two in the category. it's like our M or K for Thanksgiving foods. We've already dispatched, so far on our list, mashed potatoes.
I know, it's so sad. Only because we chose stuffing.
Just
because it's Thanksgiving, so you need the stuffing.
We got rid of pecan pie versus apple pie.
Yes.
Got rid of green bean casserole over sweet potatoes. We got rid of the casserole.
Gone.
And now it's time to take this one up. I'm skipping Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots because I just don't care.
I agree.
Gravy versus cranberry sauce.
What are you thinking here? Which way are you leaning? I'm curious.
And one has to go. You have to make a serious decision. You have no choice in the matter. You have to choose one.
See, again, this is tough because now you got to remember. So here's our plate. Our plate now consists of the sweet potato pie and the stuffing. So there's no green bean casserole. There's no mashed potatoes. So I think I got to go gravy so I can pour the gravy on the stuffing. If I didn't have the stuffing, maybe I would say, okay, I'll take the cranberry sauce. You know, that goes pretty good with the mashed potatoes as well. But yeah, I need the gravy for the stuffing. I'm pouring that stuff all over it.
I gotta have gravy. I'm not even that big of a fan of cranberry sauce. But like you said, you're right, Diener. You said it going into this segment. There's some sort of cranberry sauce mafia.
Oh, there sure is. I'm scared right now. I'm not trying to diss cranberry sauce.
It's been disparaged for so long. I think they circle the wagons and they defend themselves against it.
It's like Tua fans.
It is.
Yes.
It's like Bills fans.
Very defensive.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of gravy. Gravy, getting rid of cranberry sauce.
Gotcha.
This is what shocked me. 72% of the country would drop cranberry sauce as well. I thought it would win. Gravy would. I never thought by that kind of a margin.
I thought it would be closer. Cranberry sauce mafia. Scared of them.
Unless the numbers are coming in from Arizona and have screwed this totally up. There's that possibility. Let's not forget about that.
They might have done this in Pennsylvania.
Up next, it might be the toughest of all. Cornbread versus potato rolls.
I was afraid of this.
This is brutal.
Jeez is
this
Louise. Make up
this? You want to talk about dividing the nation. This is it. Headlines and that silliness next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show News Talk, 850 WFTL. Don't forget to stay close to 850WFTL.com. Reason number one is Karen's got all the news headlines you need to know. Share that along. By the way, when we say this, we mean the app, too, because everything you find online, you can find on the app and listen live and all that good stuff. And I know a lot of people do. But big reason tonight, she's going to stream, I think. Pretty sure that's confirmed.
Yeah.
That's an executive decision out of the news cupboard.
That's right.
She's going to stream the Mar-a-Lago press conference from Trump, the big announcement.
Karen has put her news director foot down and
that's
said,
right.
We're doing it.
That's right. She's coding back there. She's coming up with website algorithms, yes. And it's going to happen for you.
That's right. So you'll be able to find that on the website tonight and on the app in case you're out and about.
That's also where you find the morning show blog, by the way. It's 850WFTL.com. Did we put the Christmas story on there? I'm not sure whether that made it or not.
It actually did not. The house for sale, only because it hurt my feelings. I feel like this was a personal attack.
It's for sale. It's in Cleveland. You were literally just there. Was it 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, just about, two or 3 weeks ago.
I have a video up. I was just watching on YouTube of some guy did, just like you, but did a tour and videoed it and put it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There are some amazing things in that house.
It's so cool.
The one that caught my eye was they went into the bathroom. So he had to recreate everything just from scenes from the movie, and he had to make it 1940s specific.
That's right.
He's got a similar bar of soap.
Yes.
That they washed Ralphie's mouth out with.
They actually found the bar of soap Light Boy.
Or was it Randy?
No,
it was Ralphie.
It was Ralphie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They found, it's Light Boy, I think, was the soap brand, I believe. But yeah, I mean, they found everything authentic to put in that house. And it was interesting when we were in there. The tour guide was really good. It was this young girl, but she knew her stuff. And she's talking about, you know, how the guy bought it. It was on eBay and all this stuff. But his main goal was to make it exactly like the movie so people could come and enjoy it, and obviously he can turn it for a profit, which he has over the years.
You know, it's interesting when you buy a piece of property like that, because the owner says, and he says this specifically, so I bet you this is in the sale agreement, he says, I'm looking for the right buyer. It's not just to own, you have to take care of it as a piece of Americana.
I
bet you there are rules and stipulations in there. You can't touch anything as far as rearranging things, creating rooms, getting rid of the memorabilia, nothing.
You got to keep it as is, and that way people can still come and enjoy it. That was the whole point of it.
It's like buying the Willy Wonka chocolate factory.
Yes, exactly.
He says you have to take care of it. It includes the museum with the props, the costumes for the movie. I didn't know there were so many costumes. He had to go out and buy.
He got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of this stuff in the museum.
The mom's dress.
The mom's dress is in there. A lot of the clothes that they wore. Randy's jacket, you know, that he puts on when he says he looks like a tick about to explode.
Oh, that's right.
They got that in there. It's really fun. It's really cool to look at all this stuff.
You get the gift shop too, the parking lots, and empty lots to expand. You're going a big piece of Cleveland, Ohio with this thing.
Still trying to think of where the empty lots are. It's a pretty crammed residential street. Not sure how much room there was to build from what I remember. I was just there a few weeks ago, so I mean, it's pretty fresh in my memory.
There's no publicly listed price. It's 1.3 acres, though.
Yeah, because they're taking into account all four buildings.
He probably waited right before the sequel's coming out.
Yeah.
On Thursday with the Christmas story.
It's a good idea. Right there on Thursday night. So,
pretty
yeah,
awesome.
It's cool. One side of the street is the Christmas story house and the Bumpus house, and right across the street is the gift shop and the museum. So it sounds like it's selling the whole thing. It's cool, actually. And they have a little garage attached to the gift shop.
Mm.
And inside of the garage is the police truck and the fire truck.
Oh, wow.
From the scene where, you know, they come and help. Who is it? Flick, who gets his tongue stuck to the pole.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They have a lot of stuff.
They should keep on showing in the prequel. We did have this on the Morning Show blog before when we announced that the sequel was coming out for A Christmas Story. It kind of freaks me out because it's the adult Ralphie.
Yeah,
I think maybe even Randy.
Randy's
and then
in
one
it.
Of his friends, but they're adults. Looks like they're in their 40s or 50s, and they're drinking at that bar across the street.
Yeah, I know it's weird. It's going to be weird to see them all as adults. I mean, you're watching this movie your whole life, and they're little kids. You're going to watch a sequel, and they're all adults. It's going to take a little bit to get used to when you watch that this week.
I'm still hoping it's great, though.
I know. I think they're going to do a good job. I have a feeling. You got to do that right. I mean, that's one of those movies. If you're going to do a sequel, and I know, don't get on us. There have been other sequels, but we try not to think about those. If you're going to make an official sequel with Peter Billingsley and the old house, it's got to be done right. So I'm hopeful that it will be good.
I think it will be. All right, so we got that on there. All the midterm stuff. Just going to give you a quick update if you haven't followed this. You're trying to live a life and have a life. So it looks as though they're still counting. 7 days after Election Day, there's still House races up for grabs. But it looks as though the Republicans are going to get the House of Representatives. They got 217. You need 218 for it. And it'll probably be 218 plus. Probably wind up being like 220.
That's what they're saying, which is actually a projection up from yesterday. They were projecting 219. Now they're saying 220 because one of those House seats in New York unexpectedly flipped from Democrat to Republican. Mm. So they gained one that, I guess, surprised the pundits. Mm. I guess the Democrats forgot about that one. They weren't paying attention.
I guess so. This is all that really matters. This is what we're going to vote on.
All right, here we go.
9 days outside of Thanksgiving. It's a keep it or kill it list of the family favorites for Thanksgiving tables. We got a late entry into through the app a message. Oh, I'm sorry, this is through Facebook. A little bit later, this is two races decided already. Trisha Mendez says, ditch mashed potatoes.
Wow, she's really forceful about it too.
Wow.
I mean, we had to reluctantly, sadly get rid of mashed potatoes. Only because you got to have stuffing on Thanksgiving. You got mashed potatoes any day of the week.
We don't take the issue of removing mashed potatoes from a meal very lightly. It would have to have tough competition with stuffing. And like we said, our reasoning was, you're exactly right. It's only a few times of the year, maybe two, maybe three, that you actually have stuffing.
So that's the only
reason why.
Yeah.
Here's some other winners. We decided apple pie over pecan pie. We decided gravy over cranberry sauce.
Yep. Easy one for me.
And this was the easiest one of all, only because Jen's out. Sweet potatoes over green bean casserole.
She's the only one who votes for the green bean casserole.
You understand, was it not for heart surgery, we'd still be fighting over that same one. We'd be still stuck on number one. That's exactly how this would go.
You wouldn't be able to get to any of the other ones. Still stuck on there. I get it. I've seen it happen.
Now it moves into another tough one.
I can't. I can't with this one. I'm going to have to recuse myself.
No, you can't.
Ugh.
Keep it or kill it.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Have to make a decision. Cornbread versus potato rolls.
No, you can't do this. You can't do this. You ripped my heart out with stuffing and mashed potatoes. Are you going to come at me with cornbread or the delicious dinner rolls? No.
This is tougher, isn't it?
It is. Man, okay.
I'm keeping cornbread.
I can't blame you.
Because again, you know what? I don't eat cornbread that much.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when I go to Mission Barbecue... Has it got delicious cornbread?
Good cornbread there.
Or I guess another barbecue place, but yeah, I can't. I'm keeping cornbread.
This is agonizing.
I'm keeping cornbread.
Lucille's in Boca.
Oh, yeah.
Has great cornbread.
Oh, they do.
Lucille's Barbecue.
Love good cornbread.
I see, and that's the thing. All right, so if we're talking that type of cornbread, like that quality, then I'm going cornbread.
Well, it's going to be good. Let's assume that your mom's making it. You know, my mom made great great cornbread.
So we're not talking like the crispy edges. We're talking nice, soft cornbread. You spread the honey butter on it.
I like crispy edges.
Well, I gotta have some soft cornbread. What do
we
do?
Get soft in the middle. You gotta have some crispy edges.
I want all soft.
Oh, God.
Give me all soft.
That's right. You are recused.
And then what kind of rolls? See, then you're talking, is it Hawaiian rolls?
They said potato rolls. Let's just include rolls. That to be all dinner rolls.
Okay. Potato rolls are great. But you see, if I'm going rolls, I'm going in between here. Just I'm going rogue, and I would say you get the flaky, what are those? The Pillsbury rolls.
Oh, those
the
are
biscuit ones.
Wait a minute, those are biscuits.
Yeah.
No, this you can't change the poll.
Why can't they change it?
No, those are biscuits. Biscuit's not a roll. A biscuit is not a roll nor bread.
But they're so good.
No. Those are good, but you can't have it.
I'm throwing in a wild card. I guess I would go with cornbread then.
60% of America would give up cornbread.
Really?
For the potato roll / dinner roll.
I am shocked.
So I am too.
We are in the minority on this.
Wow, that's
We've
shocking.
Been in the majority this whole time.
Now I'm an election denier. After hearing that 60% of the country would give that up, forget about it.
This is, wow, it's shocking.
All right, what's next?
Oh boy.
This is tough too, but it's a strange pairing though. It's baked sweet potatoes versus pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
Understand, I know they're different categories of food, but they are two very strong favorites
for
Thanksgiving. I do love them both.
You can't go wrong.
We'll decide. We've got some other stuff, too, to talk about, but that, more importantly, we'll get to next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Think it goes without saying, we're going to have every single piece of important information that Trump talks about tonight from Mar-a-Lago. We'll have that weeded out for you, formulated, cleaned up, packaged.
Signed, sealed, delivered?
Homogenized.
Homogenized. There you go.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And Karen's going to stream that live. I think that's decided. 850 WFTL.com tonight for the... it's supposed to start at 9. Because this is a TV deal, I think he's actually going to start on time. This isn't like, you know, one of the rallies. It's not like an appearance, an impromptu press conference.
Yeah.
This will probably be pretty close to 9 o'clock.
That's what I'm thinking, too, right, just because it's, you know, some type of TV production-wise thing. And that's what I'm wondering, too, how produced is this going to be? Is it going to be simple? Is he just going to walk up and speak? Or is it going to be some type of montage? Is Lee Greenwood going to get up and sing?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Going to sing Trump's entrance as he walks out to God Bless the USA?
What was the, God, it's been, it seems like forever ago, because it was right before the midterms. What was the new development? He had the... he had the synthesizer, the keyboard backing track for the last rally. I think it was Miami, wasn't it?
That's when he was...
Or Ohio.
Ohio, when he was making the announcement that there was going to be an announcement tonight.
Oh, that's right. That was the pre-announcement to the announcement.
Yeah, last Tuesday on election night. That's right. Wow.
Well, that happens. He kicked the,
or the
there'll
before.
Be an intro. Here's what it's going to be. Lights go down.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is TV producer Trump
True.
Coming out.
Okay.
Lights go down. Video presentation comes in about how great... 2016 to 2020 was in his mind. It comes out, lights come up again, that keyboard starts, and then he comes out.
Everybody, I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
And then he officially announces, and I hope it's that, in the Vision for America that's coming out. Because if he starts going into like how Carrie Lake got screwed, no.
Yeah, you don't
People
want
are
that.
Tune out.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Not in this moment. What if he just pulls a fast one and everybody comes out and says, I'm running for president in 2024. Make America great again. Have a good night, everybody. That's it. That's all he does.
Well, thank the media for being here. I'd just like to announce some upgrades to Truth Social. That's basically what it's about.
It's an announcement about Truth Social. Oh, my gosh.
Or a new hotel he's going to fix up.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe it's that stuff, too. But it's about the announcement. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It'll be something.
We'll be watching, see what's said and how it's said.
Also on the Morning Show blog, same site, 850WFTL.com, we've got this.
Feel good story of the day.
Diener just put it up there, and I just read more about this kid. This is an amazing inventor. A 14-year-old kid from California has been crowned America's top young scientist. Why? I think it's a she. It's tough to tell.
Yeah, it's a girl, yeah.
It's tough to tell, be honest. For headphones that treat ear infections with blue light. And detect them, if you even have one. How about that?
I don't know how this is possible, but then again, I'm not a 14-year-old child prodigy, so.
Leanne Fan developed FinCEN headphones, low-cost headphone device that uses machine learning and blue light therapy to detect and treat them in kids. Could prevent up to 60% of hearing loss in children. This kid may win the Nobel Peace Prize, for God's sakes.
Yeah, for real.
How about this? This is how it works. And one of the main reasons, I guess she said, was because especially young kids who can't talk or maybe somebody autistic, they can't explain what's happening.
Sure.
So this would detect it and actually treat it at the same time.
My project is FinCEN headphones, detecting and treating mid-ear infections using machine learning and phototherapy. Every year, over 10% of the world's population experiences a mid-ear infection. Furthermore, not everyone has access to a doctor, which makes it difficult to diagnose and treat a mid-ear infection. My solution to this mid-ear infection problem is to create a low-cost device that can both detect and treat a mid-ear infection. And to make this device easy for children to wear, I'm incorporating both the machine learning software and the blue light into headphones. This way you can listen to music while treating your ear infection.
Wow. Oh, it's got an audio element to it. That's why it's headphones. This is amazing, this thing.
Boy, she's a real genius, man. God bless her. That's awesome. I mean, you think about all the kids that she's going to help and parents, too, who don't know what's going on. I mean, even, you know, low-income families who may not be able to afford to take their kid to the doctor and get treatment.
It was finalized, and then 2 days in October, 9 finalists, including her, competed at the 3M headquarters in St. Paul. They're the big sponsor of this thing. How about that?
That's really cool.
She gets incoming freshman to high school. $25,000 cash prize, special destination trip, prestigious title of America's top young scientist. What college would not want her?
Man, she's in.
That's amazing.
Go wherever she wants at this point.
Plans to use some of the prize money to start the patent process for the headphones. She should go on Shark Tank.
She should, yeah.
Right?
Why not?
They would all want to help her, except Barbara. She doesn't like anything.
Yeah, she hates everybody.
You ever watch that show? There's a whole joke thing now and a YouTube thing of all the deals she's turned down.
Tough crowd, man.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you. All right. That's cool, though. See, that's the kind of feel-good story that we need in tough times.
That really is amazing.
Yeah.
But the now, second and third place winner, these were their special destination exemption students are. Kid from Brentwood, New Hampshire, took second place. And third, I don't know what they invented, though. That's amazing. All right. Let's get to it before we run out of time.
All right.
Our finale in the Keep It or Kill It Thanksgiving food face-off.
I'm scared.
Baked sweet potatoes versus pumpkin pie.
Ooh, man, this is a tough one for a lot of people.
Now, I understand that these are different categories of food. Yes. I get that, but they're two huge favorites. This is, believe it or not, this is my toughest decision of the entire list we've had
this
so far.
It? I'm going to go with the baked sweet potatoes. Just because, remember now, we got rid of the mashed potatoes.
That's right.
So I need some type of potato consistency. So I'm going with the baked sweet potatoes. And from keeping apple pie from before, that I can do without the pumpkin pie, that's it. Final decision.
I just can't. I can't go without pumpkin pie.
Really?
For that reason alone, I'm keeping that. Over my beloved baked sweet potatoes.
Do you get one of those giant pumpkin pies from Costco? It's like the size of your dinner
Pretty
table?
Pretty much, yeah. But the sweet potatoes, too, they're delicious. You put the butter in there, and then you put cinnamon on them.
Oh, Come on now.
But I can't. It's not Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie to me.
Yeah.
66% of America is going to drop the sweet potatoes, though.
Really?
Yeah. Shocking.
Pumpkin pies,
Shocking.
Well, pumpkin pie is a big one.
Wow.
Can I throw an impromptu one out at you? How about mac and cheese versus corn?
Oh, no. I'm not like the corn kid.
No?
You ever see the corn kid?
Oh, that kid loves corn.
Corn's got everything. Corn got the juice. My daughter, Coley, last year it was a tradition. She started to make this mac and cheese. It's become famous already. The word on the street is already out about it. She makes it, puts that cheese stuff that you told me about.
Yes.
Last year, that box of cheese, whatever the hell that is.
Is that the Velveeta?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
But she bakes in breadcrumbs onto to make it crunchy. It bakes more cheese. It's the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Outstanding.
It's amazing. Yes, so for that, so I got to keep mac and cheese.
Keep the mac and cheese.
I have to have it.
I love corn. I don't think you understand. I will eat a bag of corn. If you give me a handful of corn husks, I will cook those things and eat them for days.
You're like the corn kid.
I am like the corn kid.
It's got the juice.
I am like him, and I love mac and cheese.
It comes in little nuggets.
But I'm telling you, man, you give me a bowl full of corn, and I will eat that up on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure tomorrow, besides the Trump, this is what we have tomorrow. The Trump stuff and more ridiculous Thanksgiving stories.
I'm in.
More debates. All right, enjoy tonight if you watch it. We'll stream it live too at 850wftl.com. In the meantime, we'll talk to you tomorrow.